Welcome to Better Beware. Here's your consumer watchdog from WFHB Community Radio with the latest information and helpful hints designed to keep your head out of the clouds, your feet on the ground, and your money in your pocket.
Hey, get something to write with or make notes on your phone. I'm going to give you some important websites. First, because whenever there's a disaster, scammers jump on it and try to swindle you into giving to fake charities. Right now, it's the disastrous wildfires in California. If you have family or friends in the Los Angeles area who are affected or in danger from these incredible fires, I do, or if you just want to help, heads up. Remember the rules that will make sure your help actually gets to the victims. Don't ever send cash. Contribute to charities with a credit card, not a debit card. Sending to a recognized charity like the Red Cross is fine, but if you do it online, double check to make certain you're on the real charity website. Watch for misspellings and look for the HTTPS on the address. If you want to give to a new fund or some charity you're not completely familiar with, research it first. Go to charitynavigator.org, all one word, charitynavigator.org, or the Better Business Bureau's give.org, G-I-V-E, give.org, and type in the name. Even more important is a disaster which will never stop happening and is getting worse all the time. Fake news. Rumors, gossip, tittle-tattle, prevarication, cock-and-bull stories, outright lies, and complete bullshit. There's an awful lot of all those things going around today, especially on social media. It was Peter Bergman of the Firesign Theater who asked the big question.
Well, how do you tell? I mean, how do you know for sure? How do you ever really know?
Remember the two big ways you can tell a lie and have it widely believed. First, you tell a lie so big and outrageous that people think it must be true because you would never dare say such a thing if it wasn't. Second, you simply repeat the lie over and over until people are hearing it from several different sources and decide that means it must be true. Before you accept something important, and especially before you pass something on to others, you need to check it. The best way to do that is to go online and visit the independent fact-checking websites. Don't rely on just one. Double and triple check. Ready to write? Here's the list. Snopes.com. S-N-O-P-E-S.com. Politifact.com. All one word. P-O-L-I-T-I-F-A-C-T. Politifact.com. LeadStories.com, all one word, LeadStories.com, and FactCheck.org, all one word, FactCheck.org. In addition, most of the major news websites have a fact-checking service you can click to. Seeing is not believing anymore. Artificial intelligence now lets anyone create video and audio recordings which look absolutely real. You can't stop the liars, but you don't have to be one of them. Remember, Snopes, PolitiFact, and LeadStories, all.coms, and FactCheck.org. I'm Richard Fish for WFHB News and Public Affairs.
Better Beware comes to you from WFHB Bloomington, Indiana. Find all our episodes at WFHB.org. If you can help put the kibosh on a con, email beware@WFHB.org. Remember, swindlers never give a sucker an even break.